The holidays are all about sharing with family. Meals, couches, stories, grandma's secret pecan pie recipe. And now, you can also share a cart with Instacart's family carts. Everyone can add what they want to one group cart from wherever they are. So you don't have to go from room to room to find out who wants cranberry sauce, or who should get mini marshmallows for the yams, or collecting votes for sugar cookies versus shortbread. Just share a cart and then share the meals and the moments. Download the Instacart app and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Plus, enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
The Cavs going for win number 13 tonight. I believe we've crossed the double digit threshold
of what
for this game. I think before the Paul George news, I knew Embiid wasn't going to play today. That we've known, but before the Paul George news, I believe it was 10.5 point favorites were the Cavaliers. I would not be surprised if they were in the. I mean, I know Tyrese Maxey's playing. I would not be surprised if they were in the realm of like 12.5 point, 13 point favorites in this game.
Yeah, I mean, I'm still looking at around 9.5. I'm sure moved. I'm sure it's moved more. I don't have a live line on it though. But yeah,
maybe they knew about the Paul George thing first, but because I didn't. That wasn't announced till today. That's the first time I heard the Paul George part of it.
Right, but I believe that was. I think it was early enough. I don't think it shocked anybody. Let's put it that way.
But yeah, this should be one of those games where it would, in a way, because they've won the first 12. This is like the Charlotte game that I pitched on Sunday. It would be mildly humorous if you lost this game. If Tyrese Maxey just went for like 60 and you just had a game where everybody kind of looked at each other like, who knew?
I love how you care about the record so much, but then you're also like, well, okay.
If it ends
in a funny way, then it ends in a funny way.
If it ends prematurely, like if we get to 18, it ends like that, I'll be pissed. But...
We're still in good spirits.
Yeah, we're still in good spirits where it'll be like the expectations again, I think, start once you get to 16-0, because then you will have beat Boston. Then it's going to feel real to a lot more people, like when you come to my side on it.
Yeah, I'm not coming to your side on it.
Listen, I got you on the NBA Cup now with the cup date earlier. Like, you've never been more
big
in on
NBA
the cup.
NBA Cup guy?
You've been saying, but because
people
I gave
know
you the
that
cup
about
date.
Me. For now, now I can say years with an S. Yep. I'm a big NBA Cup guy. Yep. Always have been.
But it peaked with the cup date at 3:40 today, which we're going to listen to on the free Odyssey app. And now, this is the beginning of your journey. And while the Cavs are still very early in their journey... Darius Garland, and this was after the Nets game, right? This was part
of
his
Saturday night. Yeah.
His verbose post game, both on and off the air,
which is really funny when you hear people that don't typically get this way get this way.
Yeah, like Darius is pretty like he's not like emo, but he's just
he's not emo, but I know what you're saying.
But he's just kind of like a really chill dude,
very chill.
So to hear him,
just kind of goes with the flow.
So on FanDuel Sports Network, Cleveland, Darius made these comments after the Nets win and moving to 11-0.
That was a big win. That was a good win. I mean, we know how hard it is to win this league, and now 11-0, we're the hunted. We're not the hunters no more, so everybody's trying to come get that first sale for us. We just got to stay with it. Everybody got to be ready when their number's called. Everybody got to come be ready to compete at a high level, and that's what we did for 48 minutes tonight.
Am I riding the fence if I give you a conditional answer on whether the Cavs are the hunted or the hunter?
I'll allow it.
All right. I think for teams like the Nets, who are booty cheeks, I think the Cavs are one of the hunted. I think for teams that you want to beat, like, let's say, I don't know, the Celtics, I think you're still the hunter.
Yeah, I agree with you. I don't feel like the Celtics are scared shaking in their boots at all with the Cavs. They're just not. And that's okay. That's fine. We got to establish a spot where the Cavs can get to the rest of the league and understand that they actually are scared of us. But even a team like the 76ers, if they had Embiid, George, and Maxey on the court, they're not scared of the Cavs. They're not right now.
Yeah, and it's so funny because I do think that extends to the Giannises of the world and the Dames of the world. Like, It's so funny because right now everybody's going along with, well, it's the Celtics and the Cavs. Even Danny Green was like, no, I think this is who the East is going to be.
He said Eastern Conference Finals. He put it right out there.
Well, and he also said he thought like a team like Milwaukee or a team like, I don't think he said New York. Who was the other team in the East that he said that they could be like the 7 or 8 seed and that could be like the worst possible thing for you. And so it's like, but I don't think anybody told the Bucks that. You know what I mean? Like, in fairness, that first Bucks game felt like a playoff game because both teams really wanted that game. The second one, Giannis was out, and I mean, Dame had a really good game, and it was a little closer than we thought.
The first one, Giannis and Dame combined for 75 points.
Yeah.
It kind of felt like everyone was going back and forth. They didn't have Middleton or anything like that either, but it didn't really matter from that perspective. And then game two, no Giannis, it just took the juice out of it.
So I want the Cavs to keep this edge. But I also want to say, like, you're not the hunted yet across the board. Like, every team, and this we felt this with LeBron. This is maybe the best way to put it. When we had LeBron, every night somebody was giving you their best effort. And the same thing with Golden State, because there were two championship teams in the NBA and 28 other teams.
Yeah.
So this is a little bit more wide open in the NBA.
I don't think there's any teams in the West, by the way, that would fit this category right now.
How so?
Well, like there's a clear dominant number one in the East, right? It's Boston. They are the one that everyone is looking up at. I don't know that the West has a team like that right now. Denver has failed Jokic in a massive way. It's supposed to be Jokic right now. Denver's let him down in a big way. I don't look at Oklahoma City Thunder that way. I don't look at Dallas was in the finals last year. I guess they represented the West. I don't look at them that way. Phoenix, I don't look at them that way yet. Maybe they're going to get there. When you have the talent, you do. But
is it that there were more good teams in the West, maybe?
Yeah, but there's no clear-cut favorite that way. There's no team that you're looking up at where in the East, it's so obvious who everyone's looking up at.
I think with Boston, they're a fixed position. I think Boston is a team that every other team in the East, whatever the best effort they can give them that night, so you're going to suit your star up in that Boston game.
Hell yeah.
To beat them, and because of some misbegotten idea about playoff seeding, they got to get them because we gotta get that that tie and that the tiebreaker. That's what we got to get. I don't think the Cavs are doing that. I think tonight's the evidence. Like, I think Embiid and George not playing for this, if the Cavs were the hunted by the teams that you care about, I think those guys play if they're not, this game isn't used as rest, right? They rest him in the first half of back-to-back, not the second half.
I get that. Well, there's a couple things that play there, right? Obviously, Tuesdays are the NBA Cup, so they wanted to play on Tuesdays because that's just kind of the push and it is what it is. If it wasn't the NBA Cup on Tuesday, would Embiid and everyone else and Paul George and Maxey and all these guys, would they have said, we're saving ourselves to take on the Cavs because that's the best work that we can get in?
I would imagine. No, I don't think so.
I don't think they would. Yeah, I don't think they would at all. I think they're just kind of letting the schedule play out. But I think that's part of what the current East landscape is right now. I mean, it just doesn't seem like Embiid is caring at all about the regular season. Doesn't seem like as much of a panic as they're having in Milwaukee right now. They're not fretting about what's going on in the moment. Even New York, Tibbs loses his mind over everything. They lost that Pacers game a couple days ago, and Tibbs tried to light him up afterwards, and it was just met with a shrug. You know, I mean, I'm sorry. I wish it was different. It just really isn't.
But I do think that this, to me, this is the dangling carrot. Like, it's the only part of we're the hunted, not the hunter that I don't love is, like, I really want the Cavs to lean into the fact that nobody's giving them the respect. Every time, I mean, Danny Green said it to some effect. Every time somebody talks about this team, they're like,
we're not being looked at as the juggernaut that the stats would indicate we are in the first 12 games. And the way I've seen this team play would indicate that we are. Like, if you were to just blind resume, put a team out there and say top 5 defense in the NBA, and right now what is the second best offense in NBA history, you'd be like, who is this team? They're going to win 75 games.
Well, and because of that, like, I'd rather you have the hunter mentality. Like, that is, like, because again, if you're hunted.
Why get all your holiday decorations delivered through Instacart? Because maybe you only bought 2 wreaths, but you have 12 windows. Or maybe your toddler got very eager with the advent calendar. Or maybe the inflatable snowman didn't make it through the snowstorm. Or maybe the twinkle lights aren't twinkling. Whatever the reason, this season, Instacart's here for hosts and their whole holiday haul. Get decorations from the Home Depot, CVS, and more through Instacart and enjoy free delivery on your first 3 orders. Service fees and terms apply.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Maybe you do take the foot off the gas at some point.
Yeah, but can we get to a spot where the rest of the NBA looks at Donovan and looks at Evan Mobley the way that we right now look at Giannis and all these other guys? And I don't know that we can, because those guys have MVPs to their name.
Well, yeah, I mean, I think if the Cavs won, what's like a ridiculous win total that before the season you never would have thought that they could accomplish?
65 wins.
Okay, that somehow telepathy, that's where I was. If they get to 65 regular season wins and they get the number one seed in the East, even though there will still be an element of people saying, prove it to me in the playoffs, I think that is the kind of bar where, what was the win total was 49.5 going into the season?
50? It was around there, yeah.
So you will have overshot your win total by 15-plus wins without a Giannis, without a Jason Tatum, without a Jaylen Brown.
I know. I just wonder if everyone's going to look at us as a bunch of gym class heroes, you know, a bunch of tryhards, and be like, of course they won. Because that's like, how do we frame it where maybe, just maybe, we have the 04 Pistons where it's a collection of talent instead of just two awesome guys playing together?
I think you never show weakness in the regular season. Like, you never have more than a 3-game dip, right?
I don't know that it's attainable during this regular season.
It might be
in future ones, but I don't know if it's this one.
So I don't think it's fully attainable. But do I think it's partially attainable? Do I think you can put the NBA on notice by being a 65-win regular season? Yeah. But the other half is then you got to go follow through in the playoffs. So it can't be done in totality. But that shouldn't dissuade this team of trying to do some of that work in the regular season.
Well, yeah, and I mean, clearly. I mean, I like that Darius has that mentality. Darius does not see the way that we see it right now. Darius thinks, and saying the way he did, maybe he was riding a high off of a game like that, but Darius clearly believes that everyone looks at him the way that you look at the Celtics when they come in town.
And again, I want them thinking he's a hunter. Just for the record, just like, let's get back to the hunter thing. Because I do think if you think you've gotten something, if you've accomplished something, no, you got a top four finish, a top five finish, and one playoff series victory in 2 years.
Oh, that's an interesting point, though. Like, do you feel like they believe they've already accomplished something by just starting off the season 12-0?
I mean, that would be my concern. Yeah. And again, it was one comment. It was in the moment. It's an emotional thing.
Yeah, he was riding a high.
But I think if my concern bears fruit, it's going to be in a couple inexcusable losses. 216-474-0092. Are the Cavs the hunter, or have they graduated to the hunted and the lone bad trade holdover from the JB Bickerstaff era that we still have to exercise? Next on 92.3 The Fan.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.